This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Los Angeles-based DJ and producer Rob Turia joins me to talk music and his latest tracks. Thanks for joining me, Rob.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So how long have you been a DJ?
I mean, I've been producing music 2013. It's been a while, but I didn't put out my first song till 2018. So I'd say the first 5 years were trying to figure out what I'm doing. And I'm kind of still in the process of that. I have no clue what I'm doing, but we're getting there. So, you know, yeah, I'd say since 2013, but not officially since, you know, 2018, to where it became more serious.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot. People go from being a producer to a DJ. Were you not satisfied with, like, the producer setup, or is this just a natural progression?
It's kind of the natural progression. Like, I wouldn't even really kind of call myself a DJ, because I do sing as well. And I guess DJing is, like, the way you perform the music live, but you just produce it on your computer or through, you know, different live instruments. So I think DJing is just kind of the way it's performed. So I think I've always been a producer from the beginning, but then when it comes to the live shows and you're like, I don't have a band, then like, how else are you going to perform it, really?
So, do you feel you get more creativity being a DJ?
I guess, you know, you're the only one putting in any, you know, like creative input, and it's just you. So, I mean, I guess, and you know, you can be as limitless as you'd like to be.
So you sing, and I'm wondering, do you sing during your DJ performances, during your set?
You know, I haven't done it yet, but I'm definitely looking to do that in the future. Hopefully when live music comes back, who knows when that'll be, 2036, you tell me. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, I mean, I haven't done it yet, but working on it and should be doing it in the near future.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool to see. I'm always impressed when people can incorporate their other talents into their set, whether it's singing or playing an instrument.
Yeah, no, it'd be really cool. You know, I just have to kind of figure out, you know, how I would do it, you know, what my setup would be and all that. But it's coming along. You know, I have a lot of time right now to think about it. So hopefully we'll come up with something good.
Yeah, speaking of time, was there anything you were going to do and then boom, the pandemic hit?
I mean, I was hoping to kind of play, you know, a couple shows, and, you know, that didn't really happen. So, I mean, I wouldn't say completely my plans have fallen apart other than, you know, socializing with people I normally would have with. But in terms of just, you know, probably a couple shows this fall. But, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Have you switched gears doing something else? Like you said, you would have been socializing, doing other things. But with all this happening, has it at least started your creative juices and you're just making new music?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have more time. So I have completely immersed myself, and it's definitely helped with, you know, creativity, and I've been able to write a lot of new stuff and, you know, larger bodies of work. So, yeah, it's been great in that sense.
So tell me about your latest single, For You.
I've been trying to write a lot of dance music with a more, like, social perspective in terms of, like, how I view the future and what's happening right now from a societal perspective. So basically the single For You is about a guy who, you know, doesn't feel validated by his friends and family, so he continuously seeks this, you know, success in his career, and as he goes through the process of becoming that success, he loses a lot of his friends and family along the way, and then realizes that, you know, he had their support from the beginning, and it was just this idea that success was gonna, you know, validate him, that kind of pushed him to this edge. And it's kind of like a dystopian idea behind it, and how I feel a lot of people fall in this bubble to where they put their, you know, success and correlate it with being validated by their friends and family, even though oftentimes it doesn't really come down to that. Like, your relationships are sometimes a lot more important than, you know, how your career success is. Like, most people just want you to be a good person, and that's basically the kind of the gist of it. I could kind of go on for longer, but
let me in your heart. I'm floating like a tidal wave. What could I have done to make you wanna side with me? What would you have known about the people in your mind? What could you have sown the broken pieces left in me? I never wanted. wanna steal the way you wanna feel. I think I'm losing everyone. I hope I never see the way you wanna be when things are going everywhere. When it's far for you, it's far for me. When it's hard.
After listening to it, I have to ask, were those your own vocals?
Yeah, I'm singing on it. Yeah.
Impressive. That sounds so good. I really liked it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a work in progress. I mean, singing for like two years. If you would have heard it, you know, 2 years ago, you'd have been like, Jesus Christ, this guy's the worst. But it's gotten better over time, so I'm glad you like it.
Have you done any vocal coaching, or is this just like your natural talent?
Not really. Like 2 or 3 years ago, a friend of mine, we were just talking in the studio, and she's like, you've got kind of like an interesting voice, like in terms of tonality, like it was some kind of radio voice-esque, kind of like deeper baritone-like voice. And she was like, have you tried singing? She's like, you already kind of have a cool tone. And it just came down to like figuring out how to like match pitch and key. And yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to get better every day, but that was kind of the inspiration behind trying to sing. So
when it comes to making new music, where do you get your inspiration from?
Movies, books I read. You know, like I said, I'm writing a lot of music about society and how I view it in the future. I've always wanted to write music about, you know, like that has a timestamp. You know, there's a lot of albums I grew up on that, you know, you kind of get this overwhelming feeling of nostalgia when you listen to them because you remember like a certain time period when you listen to it. And I'm trying to make music that is like an imprint on like what society was now, so that in like maybe 10, 15 years, people will be like, ah, I remember that. That was like the quintessential record of 2020, or that was like, that reminds me of that period of time. Yeah, a lot of the inspiration is that, and things I see on the news, society, things like that.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining me, and I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find me on Instagram at Rob Terea. So that'd be R-O-B-T-E-R-E-A. IREA. And that's pretty much everywhere except for Twitter, where Twitter is @thisisRobTirea, RobTirea. And you can find me on Spotify under that same name, Rob Tirea, pretty much everywhere else.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.